We're ready for session three. Somebody just reminded me that just because the enemy snorts when we're walking on his turf, that's not the end of the story. We don't have to be scared of that. The enemy will react, and that's okay. But we have a power that's available to us that is far greater than the enemy. We are overcomers with an overwhelming victory. We're not just barely going to make it. Again, like I mentioned, we're going to definitely be treading on the enemy's turf in this next session. We're going to be looking at other connections with immorality. We're going to briefly look at immorality in the occult. The occult is a subject all its own. And you can pray in this direction. Lord willing, in a year from now, I am considering doing a conference like this on the occult. It is very, very prevalent here in Southern Ontario. I used to say it's very prevalent among the Amish and Mennonite people, and it is. But I've discovered it's not only there, it's all of Southern Ontario. And so you can pray in that direction. That is definitely, I consider this one of the heavier topics that I'm doing this weekend. But that one's definitely much heavier than this one, because that one is also one that's very directly, the enemy has a foothold and he's going to fight all he can. So you can please pray in that direction. I'm going to look at immorality and music. Music, again, is another one that has a topic all of its own. But I will look at it briefly. I'm going to be looking at soul ties, and I'm going to briefly look at sexual abuse. Sexual abuse is another topic that is all of its own, but these things are all tied in with this topic, and so I felt like I needed to briefly look at each one of them. I'm going to say that I'm looking forward to when this session is done, because the last session is going to be the exciting one, and that is how to get free and how to stay free. So I'm looking forward to that one. But pray with me as we continue on. In Proverbs chapter 5, verses 1 to 8, it says, "My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, her ways are movable that thou canst not know them. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her. Come not nigh to the door of her house." The Bible talks about fleeing an immoral person. But I've discovered that a lot of people don't know what to look for. If I ask the question, what does an immoral person look like? So if we don't know what it looks like, how can we flee from it? And I've discovered the Bible is very clear and gives some very clear direction on what a person like that looks like. And I'd like to explore that this afternoon. Starting off with a few scriptures. Characteristics of an immoral person. If you look at Proverbs chapter 5, verse 3, it says, "For the lips of a strange woman drop as the honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil." I'm going to be looking at a number of scriptures and bringing out different things. I'm not going to be talking a lot about each one because there's a number of scriptures to go through. But at the end of this section of what an immoral person, characteristics of an immoral person, I've put together what is called characteristics of an immoral person in a nutshell. What I've done is I've taken these scriptures and I've looked up different words that describe this person and put that in a list. And there's a list of 22 things, and we'll be looking at it. It is also on the back cover of the red book, where it talks about characteristics of an immoral person. If I forget to mention this, that is a list you can give to your daughters. And if your daughters are interested in this particular individual, or there's a possibility of a dating relationship beginning, and your sons, go through that list. Forget about what the title says. Just go through the list and mark each one that describes that individual that you're interested in or that your child is interested in. And if there's a number of things that you mark that say that describes this person, then I'm going to say beware. Because there's a good possibility there's some immoral issues that need to be looked at before a dating relationship begins. That doesn't mean that you trash the person. But be careful what your sons and daughters walk into. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 16. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words. Flattery is excessive and insincere praise. Praising for things you have no control over. The only reason a person will flatter you is to get what they want from you. And we're going to be looking at a verse in Scripture of what flattery does. Flattery will force you to do things you never dreamt you would. Flattery will overpower you to the point in that actually says, the verse in Scripture actually says, it will force you. Now, if I was to take you and I'd force you out those doors, that means I would overpower you and you have no power to come back in. That's what flattery does. Don't ever listen to flattery. Stop your ears and run. And it doesn't matter how cruel or how rude it is. Don't ever listen to flattery. It's serious. Going to look at Proverbs chapter 7. Actually, before I go there, there's one more verse, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 24. It says, to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman, lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. Proverbs chapter 7, verses 6 to 23, and I'm going to spend a little bit of time in this portion of Scripture. Again, these have a number of definitions that I'm going to be referring to. Verse 6 says, for at the window of my house I looked through my casement. In the day and age, they didn't have window panes like we know of windows. But what it's referring to there is they had lattice over their windows, and it's this individual is saying they're standing inside the house and they're looking out through the lattice, and this is what they're seeing. And beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. Beheld there means to take notice. Simple ones. That word simple there actually means silly and foolish, lacking wisdom. Discerned means perceived or understood. a youth, a young man. It uses the word young man, but if you look it up in the Hebrew, it also refers to a girl. The Hebrew word would refer to a man or a woman. Void of understanding is lacking wisdom. Does this describe our young people? Do we know, or do they know what they're walking into? As we go through these scriptures, you're going to find out that here's a man that walked into a trap and had no clue what he's walking into. He had no idea. Again, just a few verses I'm going to refer to. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. Notice the lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. Proverbs 9:4. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. And as from him that wanteth understanding, she saith unto him, wisdom calleth to the simple. So we're not stuck. We can know. And wisdom is available for us. And that verse that I just read is important enough to be written twice in the same chapter. That was the verse last verse I read was Proverbs 9:4. Proverbs 9:16 says, whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. And as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith unto him, wisdom calleth to the simple. Exact same wording. And I think we should take heed to that. So as we start on this journey, we're going to look at what we can find here. Passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. Simple, lacking wisdom. Here's a man that has no idea of the danger and what he's walking into. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. Twilight, evening is referring to dusk. Black there means middle of the night. The word dark